Uh-oh.
Transvestite. I don't think that's what they would call it. I actually dressed up as a woman, but you know how it would be characterized by Ted Cruz or Ron Johnson.
Yeah, next thing you know, you got a furry outfit on and you're taking a dump in a litter box.
You'd be in college, right? No, that never happened.
Okay.
Just for the record. I've never, you know, been into the furry stuff. I feel too confined. I'm like you. I'd rather be naked than confined in fur or whatever. But I did go as a woman one year in lacrosse.
And so what is that? Like wig and skirt?
Oh,
and
yeah. The whole nine. Better than that, though. The fun part, quite frankly, really pretty girl from the drama department did my makeup and, you know, did it. Like I was going on stage, big rosy cheeks. And, you know, I mean, I was a pretty woman, let me tell you. Them. I don't recall. I might have had the fake lashes, but I was the belle of the ball that night.
I bet you were.
Everybody talked to me. The boys wanted me. The girls wanted me.
Did you shave your legs, Curdy?
I did not. I didn't have them sticking out. I was, well, you know, I'm not a real furry guy. Not below the knees. So, no, that wasn't terrible. I did have a skirt on, sort of a sarong, if you know what I'm saying. And I was walking around, I think, probably in, you know, just shoes, no socks. You know, I didn't know what the custom was when you wore a skirt.
No heels, so you were wearing flats.
No, I wasn't flat. You wouldn't know me now. I'd be dead if I'd have worn heels that night. Or, you know, I'd be the one-legged man or something. But I do recall as much, and, oh, I failed to mention volleyball boobs.
Volleyball?
Yeah, I was quite buxom. Quite
curvy. Buxom. Very curvy.
But I could tell.
What'd you do about that flat ass, man?
It is what it is, man. Besides, they were all just in it for the pretty face.
Yeah, right. I hear you,
My
man.
Eyes are up here. But that was a really fun year. I just remembered that was a fun one. I remember, like, toga party year. I don't know. Halloween's always been a fun.
Yeah, it's always fun.
It's an adult holiday. I mean, suddenly it's sexy everything, right?
Everyone's sexy doctor, yeah, sexy cop,
slutty
sexy
radio
zombie.
Host, whatever the case may be.
Right. I'm going this year as a slutty.
Toga, 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 toga.
I did have a great time the year the toga party happened in college. You might not have been at that one.
It's a little bit of a blur these days, Curdy.
It all is. 844-967-2789. Here's where another place where you and I differ in that I still have memories of our college years. And really, you know, earlier today, yesterday, what we talked about this week, I have a clearer sense of what that might be. But Tom, the difference between you and I don't tweet. And you do. You're a Twitter guy, much more so than I. I can't say I've never tweeted.
Hoot tweet, man. So the Hoot tweet jumps up and gets on the Twitter and on the Facebook. So yes,
You know, there are boomers going right now. What the hell is this kid talking about?
Boomers, hell, there's kids going right now. I'm like, what the hell is this guy doing Hoot talking tweet. About? Hoot tweet.
I never quite got. I remember early on in the whole Hoot tweeting process where you could post something on Facebook and also on another platform like Twitter. And you would have to put the at symbols in there.
Yes.
Dom would post stuff on our Facebook page like at Mark Pocan, at Devil Radio.
Right, identifying the topic. Sure. Right. Make it easy for folks. Let them know they're being tagged. Yeah.
Quite hard for me to read, though. You know, it would be confusing. I didn't know everyone via Twitter handle at that time. Now, at least I'm cognizant of the fact they exist.
Just in time for Elon Musk to buy it and ruin it.
I know. And will Donald Trump rejoin Twitter? Now, I did see a statement, and I wanted to go over to Fox News today to see if they were talking about the Paul Pelosi being, you know, struck down by a guy looking for his wife. But this supposed, all we know is he was posting conspiracy theories, anti-COVID theories, and came looking for Nancy Pelosi.
Conspiracy memes, anti-COVID, 2020 election, January 6th. Yeah, I mean.
And then violently struck Paul Pelosi in the head, and he has subsequently gone in for skull surgery. It's now being reported as police have issued reports. But I mean, political violence, I don't think you can call it anything but that, Dom.
Right. More political violence.
And I mean, this was basically as Elon Musk was closing on Twitter, and Elon Musk calls himself a free speech absolutist. But he claims, you know, he doesn't want Twitter to become a hate speech hellscape. Something
a hellscape,
like
yeah, something like that, yeah.
So I'm thinking, well, then you can't let a guy like Donald Trump back on. Donald Trump had, you know, millions and millions of followers. Probably a third of them bots, but so what? Still had a very powerful following on Twitter. I know we followed the former president when he was still on the platform. Now, let me tell you what he's saying today, because different tune. You know, Donald Trump loved his Twitter account. And this country was chaotic. We had to react. The media reacted.
We are
the world
still chaotic.
Reacted every
it's
time
still chaotic.
Donald Trump tweeted, though. I mean, literally, the guy would sit on his toilet in the morning and affect foreign policy. But here's what he said. Trump to stay on his Truthy Social amid Elon Musk Twitter takeover. Well, he's just trying to get paid, right? But let me tell you what he had to say about this big acquisition. Musk on Thursday completed his $44 billion acquisition of Twitter, overpaid, tweeting before midnight that the bird is freed, and updating his bio to designate himself as Chief Twit.
Freebird?
Freebird, yeah.
Is that Freebird, man?
Turn it up. In an exclusive interview with Fox News Digital on Friday, the former president, Donald Trump, said, "I like Elon, and I wish him a lot of luck. I hope he does well with it." However, Trump added, "I don't think Twitter can be successful without me." Now, should Musk lift Trump's lifetime ban on Twitter, again, for inciting a mob on January 6th?
Well, right, but it's also not just a murderous mob. There was a point to it. And the point is very important. I mean, you could incite a mob to go out and get Jimmy out of the well, right? That's something you could do. Or you could inspire the mob to go and try to stop the peaceful transfer of power and overtake the government. And that's what that mob did.
Well, this was more on the pitchforks and torches time in America spectrum of the mob. The former president's account would technically be active. Trump declined to comment on if he would ever use it again. You know he will. You know he will. Donald Trump's going to be back on Twitter 15 minutes after it's permitted. Musk has suggested he would loosen content moderation practices for Twitter and would eliminate lifetime bans from the platform. But Trump told the Fox News Digital that the new policy will not affect how he uses social media. "I'm staying on Truthy. I like it better. I like the way it works. I like a lot, but I'm staying on Truth," he told the Fox News Digital. I don't think he told the truth, Tom. You know, maybe he stays on Truth, but, you know, he's going to cheat on Twitter.
Right, and hoot sweets it to Twitter.
Snapchat?
I'm got a MySpace on there, too. Give me an AOL chat room, baby.
I'm on Signal now. I didn't even know that was a thing, but now I'm on it. Signal me, 844-967. No, don't signal the number there, because you'll be very confused. The only one that gets that number is this greatest radio show ever. And also, are we back to accepting text? Did we ever stop accepting them?
Does anybody read the text? That's the question.
I think Evan does. I really feel like
okay,
Evan
all right, been, all right, good, good,
putting
good.
In the homework. I less so. It's a Obamaween weekend.
Oh,
Friday night.
Love this. Halloween, baby.
I know. I'm not really into the scary, though. I'm more of a...
Those kids are kind of a wuss.
Great pumpkin sort of guy.
Charlie Brown.
Come back, more Devil's Advocates. We'll have a little fun and take your grievances at 844-967-2789.
Hey, man, is that three? Yeah, man, we'll turn it up, man.
Wow. light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Taking your grievances at 844-967-2789.
Let's go to the phones, Dom, and our fair audience. I believe Mark's been a very patient man. Mark, welcome back from the SAC. Happy Obama-ween weekend to you.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Yeah, it's Dom was bringing up the one who is, you know, doesn't want everybody to vote. It just rings to mind, you know, Paul Weyrich's quote, not wanting everybody to vote, and their success goes up as our the voting populace goes down. Unless you can condemn that completely and unqualifiedly condemn the conduct on January 6th and Trump's behavior around it, you have no business in public life. If you're running for public service, you take an oath to the Constitution, and to uphold that Constitution, and put other interests aside when you do that. Unless you can do that, you have no business being in public office.
No, I swear I'll the best for Michaels Corporation after I win.
Yeah, Mark, but Cleta Mitchell, you know, she's an attorney. She's not running for office, or at least not that I'm aware of. She, you know, supports these kinds of causes. But I do find it supremely offensive, just on the sense of well, you know, people are not educated on the issues. And no doubt, you know, there's no question that we could all use a little bit more. But there's, you know, it's a scale, though, man. You know, hey, do you want clean water? Do you want a fair tax system? Do you want representation? Do you want it easy to vote? You know, there's certain basic things that some political parties are more for than others, Mark. And so I don't know if Cleta Mitchell is down on how much CO2 can be in the air, or Cleta Mitchell's down with all the trade practices of international business, or if Cleta Mitchell knows how to dig a fence post. You know what I'm saying? So everyone's got their skills. Everyone's got their own interpretations of what's important to them, Mark. And for someone to stand up and say, oh, these people are just too dumb to vote. Well, number one, you know, when people are always got their head down trying to get from one day to the next, it's really hard to find and carve out the time to make that dedication to educate yourself on those. Then you got to sift through all the BS and all the activists like Cleta Mitchell, who is actively trying to get people like you not to vote, Mark.
Well, I've already voted, and if I was confronted by somebody at the polls when I was trying to vote, I'd say, step aside and get out of my way, and I'm going to exercise my franchise here. And if I felt it all threatened in any way at all, I'd say, okay, I'm calling the police, and you're going to be arrested for threatening me. I mean, that's what you have to do. You have to confront these people, and any threat has to be taken completely seriously, and you can't just give it a pass. You say, nope, this person just threatened me. How do I know that this person's not going to be waiting outside now with a gun? And that, because that's what's happening down in Arizona. The guys in masks with ARs, and they're sitting there, and the cops aren't just busting those people.
Well, lawsuits have been filed in those cases, and I know that, you know, this is what the Republicans are trying to do. I think it's a waste of time, obviously, because there's nothing to catch.
Federal judge would not stay today. That was being reported by the Post a little bit earlier, at least the push message. Didn't read past the headline, though, I'll admit. 844-967-2789. Maybe Rich from Arizona's read past the headlines. Rich, just talking about perhaps voter intimidation in your state. You expect to see armed men at the polling place?
I'm never scared when I go to the polling places, so it doesn't bother me. What bothers me is my grievance. You're going to visit Barack Obama tomorrow.
We are, sir.
Tell him, remind him that he still owes me like about $2,000, and he refuses to pay me.
Rich, why would Barack Obama owe you $2,000 unless it started with like a quarter you loaned him and you've added some vig on? What happened? Why does Obama owe you money?
Because the history is that Bush gave me a $300 stimulus check. The following year, Obama gave me a $200 stimulus check. And the following 7 years in office, he refused to give me more stimulus checks, and adds up to close to $2,000. So that's what he owes me. So when you see him tomorrow, remind him that he still owes me about $2,000. And start.
But Rich, didn't Trump and then Biden, you know, kind of make up for that?
No, I need the cold cash.
Rich, are you advocating for more free stuff from the government?
Well, of course. I'm a progressive liberal. Of course.
Rich, I think you tease us a bit. 844-967-2789.
Free weed.
Well, that was promised, and I do want to hold Mark Pocan to that. Rich, here's my promise to you. If Barack Obama's looking for random loudmouths just to pipe up during the rally and ask whether or not Rich in Arizona's owed a couple grand, I'm your guy. But only if the opportunity presents.
He'd pay Rich and make Mexico pay for it.
That's the next guy's policy. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison. How you doing, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Good. This morning, I watched historian John Meacham on Morning Joe, and
I'm glad you're talking about morning TV and not other radio products. But go ahead.
I thought he was a little over the top because he was talking about the 1860s, 1932, and 1968, and where they all fit in to where they are now or where we are now, and. He goes, you know, Herbert Hoover lost in 1932, but he never contested the election. And Hubert Humphrey lost in a razor-thin election, second closest to the 2000 election, and nothing like that ever happened. And then they talked about 68 with all the horrible times that were going on. And none of this went on, and then this thing happens today. And I guess what I'm trying to say, guys, is they were saying none of these other people ever said, oh, I won.
Dick, you make an excellent point, but around the 1968 time frame, certainly plenty of political assassinations. And this lone wolf, let's hope, this attack on Paul Pelosi, the speaker's husband, let's hope it's not a fatal attack. Come back with us. More of the Happier Happy Hour, the Friday edition, working towards the weekend.
And I didn't know that we were doing free weed either. That's breathtaking.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Fly your team flag.
Down he goes, another sack.
Cue up, jump around, and rep your Cardinal and white Bucky gear.
He's gone all the way.
It's Badger football.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Let's go.
Six more on the board for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Join us Saturday. It's the regular season finale against the rival Gophers. Our coverage begins at 12:30.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoosels at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week, I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple, yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 30 overnight under clear skies, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 54 tomorrow, sunny skies. Lows level off around 30 tomorrow night, overcast skies. Turning much cooler Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 30s. Chance for mixed precipitation Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 38.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Happier Happy Hour, the Friday edition We'll get you home safe or off to a playoff high school football game. Tune in wherever you're at. The Civic Media app will take you there. Also, I think we got Badger hockey going on tonight in the network. WFHR, you can stream it. And Dom, Heapman Brothers, originating from the studios here in Madison. You know, we got fine programming all across the network. Tomorrow, Obama Ween Dom. We got Barack Obama, the former president, in Milwaukee, in your backyard, or at least, you know, down the road. North Division High School will broadcast it live on the Civic Media app. Tell all your friends, no Badger football, tune in for Obama. And then, you know, maybe off to the Halloween party. It just won't be a freaky festival.
Yeah, get out and vote. Grab some other people, get them out to vote. Early voting is on. Get out and go do it.
Dominic, we will take more calls. Maybe not at this moment. 844-967-2789. Paul Waldman has a piece at the Washington Post. I want to bring it to your attention. I don't care much about what anyone says on Twitter. No offense to the blue checks. I just don't give a damn. And I think many in, you know, middle America, rural America, they don't care either. I think that right-wing talk radio could be a very powerful influence. I'd like to think that Civic Media, we're trying to grow the scope of our influence all across the great state of Wisconsin, all across rural parts of the state, and of course here in the cities. I live in Madison, you're in Milwaukee. But a lot of my friends, they aren't. You know, they don't want the high rents, the high taxes. They move out. They move out closer to where they grew up, closer to home, closer to the farm, whatever the case may be. And Waldman points out, we've been told a lie about rural America. I'd like to maybe re-headline this. You know what? Democrats have delivered for rural America. But that's not the way Republicans tell it, and that's not the way often that rural America votes. But let me tell you a little something, Dom. There's a story Republicans tell about the politics of rural America, one aimed at both rural people and the rest of us. It goes like this. Those coastal urban elitist Democrats look down their noses at you, but the GOP has got your back. They hate you. We love you. They ignore you. We're working for you. Whatever you do, don't even think about voting for a Democrat. Or a Demorat, as they'd probably say. And for the most part, they don't. Donald Trump won 71% of white rural votes in 2020, a significant improvement over the 62% he got in 2016. Ooh. You know, the numbers are getting worse, Tom. The story pervades our discussion of the rural-urban divide in U.S. politics, but it's fundamentally false. The reality is complex, but one thing you absolutely cannot say is that Democrats don't try to help rural America. In fact, they probably work harder at it than Republicans do. I'm not sure what Republicans work hard at other than trying to overturn the last elective cycle. Back to Waldman's piece. Let's talk about just one area that has been a particular interest to Democrats and to rural people themselves. Dom, I mention this often, high-speed internet access, a problem that's addressed by hundreds of millions of dollars in funding that the Biden administration announced this week. The problem is straightforward. The less dense an area is, the harder it is for private companies to make a profit providing internet service. Laying a mile of fiber optic cable to reach 100 apartment buildings is a lot more efficient than laying a mile of cable to reach one family farm. So you need government to fill the gaps. That's because the lack of high-speed service makes it harder to start and sustain any kind of businesses, have schools access the information students need, and allow people many of the basic pleasures of modern life, like rewatching all six seasons of Peaky Blinders. I'm not familiar, Dom. That must be
Oh, yeah, that's good. You should watch it.
I know, you're mostly in it for the, you know, the fast download.
When you think of the reference of Donald Trump burying his ex-wife in at the golf course, and then, you know, what, perhaps putting some secret documents in the grave, that's a Peaky Blinder game.
That is an interesting theme. Dom, a little bit more here, and then maybe you can carry a little of your weight. The Biden administration.
It's getting more heavy these days.
The Biden administration has now rolled out $759 million in new grants and loans for building rural broadband. This money came from the infrastructure bill, but the other big spending bills President Biden signed, the American Rescue Plan and the Inflation Reduction Act, also had a wealth of money and programs specifically targeted to rural areas. And while those programs cover a variety of needs, broadband is particularly visible. The administration is using the money to fund rural broadband broadband projects from Alaska to Michigan to Minnesota to Oregon. And of course, when there's federal money provided by Democrats over the objection of Republicans,
yeah.
And when it comes to red states, Republican officials rush to take credit for it.
Oh, you know they do, Curdy. Paul Waldman at the Post. This isn't new or unusual. Every Democratic presidential campaign puts out a plan for rural America. The Biden administration created the Rural Partners Network to coordinate executive branch initiatives affecting rural Americans. Every big spending bill, Democrats write, makes sure to direct money to address the needs of rural areas. Liberals sometimes say rural dwellers have been fooled into voting Republican and therefore against their economic interest based on social issues such as abortion or LGBTQ rights. And that's not the argument I'm making here. It's legitimate to put those issues first if that's what you care most about. If you live in rural Kansas and your opposition to abortion is profoundly important to you, it would be unreasonable to expect you to support the pro-abortion rights party even if it brought broadband to your town. But it would be wrong to ignore the extremely hard work Democrats do to improve the lives of rural Americans, even as they don't win most of their votes. We could argue about the value of different programs or economic policies in such areas, but you can't say Democrats are not trying. And that's all the more notable because Democrats are, in fact, a primarily urban and suburban party. Even if they don't campaign in rural areas as much as they should, when it comes to governing, they do just about everything they can to help rural America. This doesn't work politically, partly because of cultural issues, but also because of the power of the story of liberal disdain for rural folks. We pretty much own rural and small-town America, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said earlier this year. Not only is he right, but Republicans know they don't have to do much of anything to maintain that support. So, if nothing else, we ought to give Democrats credit for working to improve the lives of rural Americans, even if the people who benefit probably won't. And if they voted, Crudy, for Trump at a percentage of, what, 71% in 2020, they probably won't.
844-967-2789. Now, we try to be a town hall of sorts here, but we, you know, do reserve the right to throw any of our callers out on their asses if we don't appreciate their tone or anything else.
Well, you know what? Before we take any callers here, I know we got some sound of Joe Biden. I mean, the GDP numbers came out yesterday, 2.6%.
No recession.
Higher than the 2.3 projected. You know, still some headwinds, but better than expected. And that's a great thing for everybody, right? I believe today we have some sound, Evan, of President Biden addressing some of these. The sound yesterday wasn't great, but let's hear a little bit about the job growth. Let's jump down into cut number 14, if you would, please, Evan.
Well, more than 9 million people were still out of work from the pandemic when I took office. Today, with the help of the people behind me, we're in a much better place. 10 million jobs created since we took office, a record for any administration in American history.
Let's keep going down the line. Number 15, a decade of infrastructure.
Here's another thing. My predecessor promised, and you heard it for 4 years, infrastructure week, seemingly every week for 4 years. But it never got done. It became a punchline when you talk about infrastructure week. Well, on my watch, we turned infrastructure week into the decade of infrastructure.
Boom. Let's hear a little bit more from President Joe Biden. Cut 16, please.
And it's going to ensure that the future is made in America. One of the bright spots around the country.
Incomes rising, cut 17.
And although it may not feel like it for everyone, people's incomes went up last quarter more than inflation went up.
America got a raise.
Yes. Just a couple more, and then we'll take your calls, 844-967-2789. But he recognizes it's been a rough few years for a lot of people, cut 18.
It's been a rough few years for a lot of people I grew up with, hardworking Americans. For a lot of families, things are still tough. But there's some bright spots out there where America is reasserting itself.
And finally, let's do cut number 19, the economy.
Folks, continue to spend, but now a more stable pace than during our rapid recovery last year. Businesses continue to invest in America. Exports are up, which means we're making things here in America and shipping the products overseas instead of shipping jobs overseas and sending them back here.
Well, that all seems like good economic news, Tom, for the most part.
It certainly does. For the most part, I mean, that's obviously better than having a negative growth or a retraction or recession.
844-967-2789, airing of the Friday grievances. But if I have one with you, once again, I reserve the right to kick your ass off, CJ. So welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, CJ.
Hi, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Not so much for Paul Pelosi. Do you have any prayers or thoughts for the speaker's husband and the political violence, you know, targeted towards him, CJ?
Yeah, it took this attack, but it was okay for the protesting of Supreme Court justices. Just like it was all of a sudden crime matters after January 6th, and all of a sudden the illegal border, the open border only matters after Martha's Vineyards for your Democrat Party. So, yeah, I hope he's okay, but now it matters because it's okay to threaten Supreme Court justices with your party and protest, even though it's illegal to do so. But, you know, I love listening to you trying to convince the voters that the economy and this president is doing a great job.
Just well, I don't have to convince them. You just said it, CJ. Thanks for the call. 844-967-2789.
Let's not forget, CJ, what once again a Democratic administration had to inherit from a Republican administration. CJ, just look at history and look at the results. How many? What was the GDP when Donald Trump took office? What was employment when Donald Trump took office? Look at any of the statistics that you care about.
Well, actually,
as an economic gauge,
took office. He benefited from the 75 months of continuous growth under Obama.
Yes, of course. Yes. Yes.
And then Trump saw a huge global pandemic, which he exacerbated by not taking seriously. And of course, just hoping it would stay in the blue states and only blue state people would die. That was kind of their plan, as I understand it.
Well, initially, until obviously, you know, virus doesn't give a damn what religion or political persuasion you are. That's the funny thing.
But that
about
was their
biology.
That was their political triangulation. They
sure. But at the end of the day, if you're you got to compare something to something. Hey, you know, this guy sucks. Well, compared to what? Compared to what? To what Trump did? What Trump
inherited?
The economy
under Trump
handled it, and what Trump left the new Democratic administration with? I mean, that the Trump administration is not a pillar of economic might. I mean, he ran this thing into the ground. He could have done things differently, and he chose not to. So, yes, his reaction, Donald Trump's reaction or lack of reaction to the pandemic, that it did certainly exacerbate things. And that's on him. And lots of people died. Lots of Trump supporters, lots of Republicans, lots of MAGA died because of Trump.
Yes, they did. Specifically, we've talked about those statistics. Then we also talked about the massive profiteering of the petrochemical companies. You posted some of that on the Devil's Advocate's Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook. We're like everybody else. But Twitter, not so much.
That Devil Radio, baby. We're there.
Well, you're there more than I. Well,
we got to get those young kids. We got to get that Instagram page up.
Well, you and CJ can get a Twitter page together, perhaps. I just don't like cohabitating with you on Elon Musk's site anymore. Anyways, come back. Use the phone, 844-967-2789.
Nobody in the history of this country has ever known so much about infrastructure as Donald Trump.
Get ready for 2 weeks at the...
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
1, 2, make you wanna.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. I got to go after this, man. Cousin Joe rolling in from Detroit. It is scary movie night tomorrow after Obama Ween. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, 3 to 6. We will cover the former president here in Milwaukee. Let's get to a Tom from L.A. You are next. Happy Friday, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. First off, we the people are the government, or we the taxpayers are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, you know, you guys had a governor that used divide and conquer in the state. And the problem with it in rural America, until now civic media has been born, the only TV station you could get on basic cable was Fox News. In the rural areas. I know because I'm from a town of 2,000, Wisconsin. Second, right-wing hate radio. That's all you get all day long. So hopefully now with civic media, it will give some people an opportunity to actually be free from the chains that hold them to the right wing. That's what I'm hoping, and I'm sure that's what you guys are hoping. But Scott Walker definitely went after the rural area in terms of educated or college educated versus college non-educated. You know, they did a good job at it, but that's what they did. And I know, you know, I've been in LA now for a very long time, and I'm still a rural guy from Wisconsin. That's who I am.
Tom, I'm going to cut you short only because I got some actual voters from Wisconsin I want to get to. Always good to hear from you, my friend, 844-967-2789, a new name, Bill from Blue River, Wisconsin, probably listening on WRCE. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, awesome. Welcome.
I understand that Elon Musk bought Twitter.
What do you think yes. about that? Are you a tweeter, Bill?
Great. He fired his top executives because they shunned Trump. And I hope that he buys your radio station and fires you.
Bill, if only he could. But
he will eventually. Good luck, my man.
Oh, back at you, Bill, but you can't buy me out, man. I got to be a willing seller, right? You can't buy what's not for sale. Thanks, though, Bill.
Come on, let's just play with Bill for just a minute. Bill, appreciate it, man.
Bill hung up. Volition.
He couldn't take it. Bill, nice try. Try again. I'd really like to have a conversation with you. CJ's been getting so tired. 844-967-2789. Lynette from Minneapolis, welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment when you have your right-wing guy CJ call in, he's saying, oh, well, it's okay when people protest a Supreme Court judge. Okay, protesting, way different than breaking into someone's house and putting someone in the hospital, hitting them with a hammer. And the thing is Democrats never, ever condone that. So, I mean, what is he talking about? It's Republicans are condoning, you know, violence. January 6th, CJ there, he's somehow saying January 6th is not something violent. I mean, watch any video of it. My God.
Lynette, you probably haven't spoken with CJ or heard CJ as many times as we do. You know what they do? They always just say, well, of course I condemn violence, but what about all the peaceful Black Lives Matter protests that look like they were violent events because of agitators? And yeah. I know they then turned around and said, and what about all the Antifa on January 6th? But the actual court cases have borne out. And Lynette, we now know that many of the Black Lives Matter protesters, quote unquote, were nothing as such. They were actually agitators, yeah, outside agitators. And as near as I can tell, all the January 6th people have been Trump supportive.
Yeah. So the violence comes from the right. So can they ever get that through their heads? My God.
I'm sure very good people on both sides, Lynette. I'm
sure. No. Well, this isn't a score. You know, this isn't a game. I mean, certainly there is violence from the left, and certainly it seems a whole lot more like violence from the right these days. But, you know, people can do crazy things for all sorts of reasons. The question is, which group, which political party, which philosophy, which persuasion is telling people, hey, let's work together, let's do it, you know, let's do the best for the most people that we possibly can, use the government for the general welfare of the people, as you know the Constitution says, versus tax cuts for the rich. And you know, if the fascist loses, then let's attack the Capitol and let's lie to everybody. And let's not forget, this is all based on lies, folks. It's been proven. They lost all their court cases.
Don't tell Bill,
except one, which had nothing to do with whether or not the votes actually mattered.
844-967-2789. Bill apparently very butthurt, Bill from Blue River, that you know, some damn libtards might get on his local radio station.
Come on,
airwaves aren't entirely owned by the righty-whitey talk radio conservatives any longer. That stinks for some, Tom.
I would really like to hear what Bill's thoughts. I mean, you know, Trump got kicked off of Twitter for a reason, right? Was that a justified reason? Do you think a president urging a mob to attack the Capitol and doing nothing for 3 hours while it happened, that's okay? You want that on your platform, Bill?
Apparently he does. He probably listens to Fox News and right-wing talk radio, I suspect. But now you got something better. There's an alternative, Bill. You just don't know you love us yet. Wisco Paul, I know you love us. That and Spotted Cow.
And we love you, Wisco.
Yeah, it's hard not to love you guys. A lot of hate in Bill's words there. I don't know. But happy Friday to you, boys.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, January 6th, to pick out one particular date, if they'd have found Nancy Pelosi, they would have killed her. And there's no doubt in my mind, or seriously injured her, one of the two, because Trump had them worked up into a frenzy. So, you know, I don't believe the Democrats have ever been involved in anything like January 6th, or ever had a president that would gin up a crowd to go in and hang Mike Pence and kill Nancy Pelosi. Now, what happened in San Francisco, that's just sad. I mean, you can't really call it Fox News. You should just call it Fox. And right-wing radio, that's my grievance today, has a lot to do with what happened in San Francisco to Nancy's husband. Because you can hear it in CJ's voice and your last caller, Bill's voice. They out and out hate Democrats, and they won't listen to anything. It's kind of sad, but anyway, that's why I listen to you guys, because you guys are happy all the time.
Well, most of the time. We're going to see one more happy caller in today. Pizza Box Mike, give you like the last 30, man. Last word.
Hey, Mike.
What kind of a douchebag laughs about an 82-year-old guy getting hit with a hammer?
Well, his name is Clay.
Douchebag. Yeah, that would be, yes. And I think it should be fair for the listeners out there, since he's such a popular guy. You know, you guys call me Pizza Box Mike. My real name's Mike Dickman. His real name is Clay Tyler. We went to school together, didn't we, Clay? You're a total D-bag, dude. Call my show tomorrow. I dare you.
Tune in for Outside the Pizza Box right here on the Civic Media Network, noon on Saturdays. And don't forget Barack Obama, Obama Ween, with Don McCrude and Earl Ingram. You'll listen on the Civic Media app. Kicking off about 3, Obama to speak about 5.
Mama named Clay. I'm a call it Clay.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
The Devil's Advocates.
Well, if the rapture comes, I hope they take me and leave Dom.
If the rapture comes, we'll be here tomorrow, Mike, taking your calls. We certainly appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
Come on, man. You must mean the royal we.
So relevant, they have 1 foot in tomorrow.
Hey, if you want to go meet your maker, Crudy, don't let me stop you.
I'm your maker.
We've
already met him.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The official start of the holiday shopping season is underway with an estimated 115 million people hitting the stores both in person and online. That's the expectation, all in search of Black Friday deals. CBS's Elise Preston reports on how inflation could impact the bottom line.
Tis the season to shop. This holiday weekend, a record amount of money will be spent. Right. But many shoppers are being picky and looking for bargains.
I usually do like a lot of shopping for family members, but we kind of had to talk like, you know, it's been pretty expensive, so not the same expectations from last year, but still trying to find like good stuff.
If you missed Black Friday, there's another reason to shop tomorrow. More from CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Small Business Saturday after Black Friday encourages Americans to shop small. Started by American Express, it urges shoppers to spend their dollars at smaller establishments to help local business owners compete in the retail marketplace. With inflation taking a bite out of available dollars and consumers spending frugally, shopping small is seen as a way to shop smart and help neighborhood businesses stay in your neighborhood. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Workers at an Amazon Fresh store in St. Peter's, Missouri, walked out in protest of working conditions. KMOV's Gabriel Vidal with
Nothing
more.
Stands in the way, not even on one of the biggest shopping days of the year.
If we're going to hit them, got to make it count.
From dozens of Amazon workers in St. Peter stepping out.
We needed to walk out a long time ago because we're individual, we're people, we're not machines.
And stepping up, surrounded by supporters, to demand better working conditions.
The protest in Missouri was just one of many at Amazon warehouses all over the world, including sites in Washington, D.C., Germany, and France. Russian President Vladimir Putin has spoken to a carefully selected group of mothers of Russian soldiers sent to fight in Ukraine, telling them he understands their concerns and that their sons have not died in vain. More from the BBC's Steve Rosenberg.
In recent weeks, what we've seen are mothers and wives of Russians drafted into the army posting quite angry video messages on the internet, complaining about how their sons and husbands have been sent off to war untrained and ill-equipped. And some of the women have been appealing directly to President Putin to sort things out. So this kind of Putin meets mothers event, I think, is an attempt by the Kremlin to convince Russians that their president cares about the soldiers he's sending into battle, as well as their families.
Meantime, in Ukraine, a salvo of missiles struck the recently liberated city of Kherson for a second day in a marked escalation of attacks since Russia withdrew from the city 2 weeks ago. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. It's true, for the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members now. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So yeah, they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, before November 30th, they will waive your new member fee. So you're going to save even more. MediShare is the gold standard in healthcare sharing, and joining right now makes a lot of sense. Again, pay no new member fees if you join now and start enjoying great savings and a great way to handle your healthcare. Call now, 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE, 866-88-BIBLE.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10.06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10.06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Construction is wrapping up for the season, but when you are traveling this Thanksgiving weekend, the Wisconsin DOT is advising motorists to slow down, put phones down, and drive with caution in the remaining work zones. WisDOT is encouraging holiday travelers to plan ahead for heavy traffic along key travel corridors. Peak travel periods are anticipated between noon and 8 p.m. on Wednesday, November 23rd, and again on Sunday, November 27th. Counties that are still experiencing work zones in key travel corridors include Columbia, Juneau, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, and Portage. WSDOT Secretary Craig Thompson urges drivers to buckle up, drive sober, watch out for deer, and follow posted speed limits to ensure a safe and enjoyable Thanksgiving for everyone. Thank you for listening to Civic Media, WFHR and WIRI, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Clear skies overnight with lows around 30. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 54. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Lows level off around 30. Tomorrow night, overcast skies. Upper 30s, Sunday.